talking today with Tom Oswald, the United Soybean Board Director. Tell us a little bit about the Soybean Board and what you guys do.
So I'm a farmer from Northwest Iowa, and I've served on the both the Iowa Soybean Board, but also the United Soybean Board here for a number of years. The checkoff is, most farmers are aware of the checkoff that comes off the bottom of their check, the 0.5%, and that money is invested in what we hope to make a rate of return. And then the most recent studies have shown $12.34 for every dollar of checkoff that has come from that farmer check. Our focus as farmers, there are 78 of us that serve on the United Soybean Board from 30 states, and our job is to increase value of the farmer money. As I like to say, put more money in the farmer's back pocket. I serve as Supply Action Team Chair. That is the group of the USB. Most of the funds tend to go towards market development and promotion. My action team looks more at how do we grow beans better and how we grow that better bean that the market wants. And so within that, we look at things such as the protein and oil composition. We look at high oleic, which is something coming and looks to be growing acres because it's quite a positive oil product to use. Look at things such as pests, weeds, bugs, you name it. If you look at a lot of farmers, when they will walk into their chemical supplier and they see a chart on the wall about taking action to reduce herbicide resistance in weeds, we're there. That's part of our work. That's one of our products that came off of some of our works. A lot is spent in things such as making that better seed quality and genetics so that it has fewer problems in the farmer's hands. Supply Action Team's all about the farmer. It's the front end. You grow the beans to sell the beans. My job as Action Team Chair is to help the farmers that serve on this team do the best job they can in picking out projects that'll help farmers. And it's a good team to work with.
And soybeans have had a pretty good year.
Well, a lot of things. In the yield side, I know in our area we had pretty good yields considering we were quite dry early and then had a nice finish due to rains. But, you know, that's the thing about the soybeans. We talk about resiliency, you know, and people say, well, it's a drought crop or it's a wet weather crop or it's a fourth quarter crop. You never know. And everybody talks about, can you estimate yields in the field? No, I can't. But
sure,
it turned out we had a pleasant surprise on our farm. The key thing is that farmers will grow beans when they work for them. And our job is to make sure that the beans they put in the ground or the issues they deal with can be, you know, are on their side. You know, we work for farmers. We're farmers working for farmers in that production side. Another thing farmers may be interested in is they're making their winter decisions and thinking about their management. Soybean Research Information Network is a website where farmers can go to and find tons of research that was funded through checkoff. You name a pest or disease, populate it. You can drill down to a research study, where it was conducted, who conducted it, and the results, that type of thing. It's about the information that empowers farmers, actually, to make decisions, you know, on their own or work with their suppliers and advisors in doing so. Yeah, USB's in a lot of places on that production side. May not always be aware or see it out front, but we're there.
How important is it for farmers to pick the correct variety that's going to work for them?
You know, that's funny. I've been running a yield monitor on my farm since 1996. And everybody says, well, it helps you pick the right variety. No, it helps you discover which variety was the right one for that year. But let's face it, when it comes to picking varieties, it's critically important. Genetics always are. Post-plant resistant, the way to battle diseases and pests. But I'll be honest, I've been farming 40 years, and a lot of times
it doesn't get any easier.
It's never gotten any easier, but we got more information. That's another area we're working at USB, is this whole notion of information. How do farmers help sort through that information? And again, we can't make decisions for a farmer, but anything we can do to help a farmer have more power over the decisions they make, that's part of our duty, in my mind, at USB.
Well, so speaking of that, like when a farmer's trying to pick these certain big decisions, what goes into that? Like, what all should they be looking at?
Well, I'm not going to tell another farmer what to do, even if I've been doing it for 40 years. To be brutally honest, I think everybody plays their own backyard, their own backyard game. And for example, on my farm, I'm all no-till and strip-till. I strip-till for corn, no-till for beans. Clearly, weed management, critically important. I cannot let the weeds get ahead of me. When I first went this direction, my dad goes, as long as you control the weeds. And so, yeah, it's a focal point.
Yeah.
Every farmer has a decision, a pest they have to deal with, circumstance, soils, all those things. And we're thinking about that all the time. But we're thinking about it with a viewpoint of farmers from 30 states.
Yeah.
How do we connect all those dots to invest in the right spaces, so that has value as it works its way through the chain, and also realizing that half the checkoff dollar stays in that state or qualified soybean board. You know, it's a big interplay of national level discussion, partnerships, you know, USDA, ARS, you know, those type of things. It is a very big mix of things going on, but the number one focus is we want to put more value in that farmer's back pocket.
Well, since you are a soybean farmer, you think we're going to have too many of them this year? We're going to have excess?
Oh, God, the markets. I don't know. I really don't. You know, it's... I like to grow stuff, and that's what we farmers do. The market likes to figure out a price, and we're stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
I wish I had a good answer for your question. You know, the market's got signals. I don't know. I sell a few at a time. That's just the way I do it.
That's the way you got to do it.
That's the way I got to do it. And as it turned out, we had a little better yield than anticipated. And on my farm, I sold a few beans here recently. But God bless any farmer that knows how to do it right. I don't know if I'm one of them.
Well, thanks for visiting with us.
You betcha. Thank you very much for being here.